Задание 3.8. Вы услышите текст. В заданиях 3.8 в поле ответа запишите одну цифру, которая соответствует номеру правильного ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 60 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием. Now we are ready to start.
I met private investigator Sarah Martin in her office in North London. The office walls are covered with framed certificates of merit and diplomas. She has one for being good at her job. I went along to find out just exactly what the job involves. Sarah, there are countless female detectives in literature. Is the job really as exciting as it seems to be when you read those stories?
To tell the truth, I haven't got time to read them nowadays. I'm so busy. But being a detective, as you call it, is a very boring job, actually. Well, maybe not all the time, of course. The TV or detective Noel Imagin we all seem to have of the private investigator is really completely inaccurate. I can assure you that there is nothing exciting about spending 8 hours in a freezing car or watching your suspect driving through a green traffic light while you get stuck on red.
And how do you feel about getting quite so involved in people's personal lives?
It's certainly no picnic. It's not a game. Your evidence could lead to bankruptcy, divorce, or someone losing their job. Anything illegal can result in people ending up in court at a later date.
How do you feel about the fact that you are a woman working in what's been up till now a man's world? I believe there are very few women agents out of the total of 450 in the whole country.
I think I'm an ideal person for the job. In some ways, I think women are better suited to this kind of work than men. They adapt more easily to their surroundings.
And what about your appearance? Aren't you afraid someone will recognize you at times?
I've got the most fantastic collection of wigs and clothes. I can change quickly from being a career girl to a dirty-looking bag lady. Nobody would recognize me, I can assure you.
And what if you got into a difficult situation? Could you look after yourself?
Actually, I'm a very good fighter, but I try to be non-aggressive, not to have fights with people, but to make them trust me. Doing these jobs given me a real opportunity to understand human nature and what makes us all tick as human beings. The job of investigator is to find facts. I'm not here to judge people.
Well, Sarah, thanks for talking to us today.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
I met private investigator Sarah Martin in her office in North London. The office walls are covered with framed certificates of merit and diplomas. She has one for being good at her job. I went along to find out just exactly what the job involves. Sarah, there are countless female detectives in literature. Is the job really as exciting as it seems to be when you read those stories?
To tell the truth, I haven't got time to read them nowadays. I'm so busy. But being a detective, as you call it, is very boring job, actually. Well, maybe not all the time, of course. The TV or detective Noel Imagine we all seem to have of the private investigator is really completely inaccurate. I can assure you that there is nothing exciting about spending 8 hours in a freezing car or watching your suspect driving through a green traffic light while you get stuck on red.
And how do you feel about getting quite so involved in people's personal lives?
It's certainly no picnic. It's not a game. Your evidence could lead to bankruptcy, divorce, or someone losing their job. Anything illegal can result in people ending up in court at a later date.
How do you feel about the fact that you are a woman working in what's been up till now a man's world? I believe there are very few women agents out of the total of 450 in the whole country.
I think I'm an ideal person for the job. In some ways, I think women are better suited to this kind of work than men. They adapt more easily to their surroundings.
And what about your appearance? Aren't you afraid someone will recognize you at times?
I've got the most fantastic collection of wigs and clothes. I can change quickly from being a career girl to a dirty-looking bag lady. Nobody would recognize me, I can assure you.
And what if you got into a difficult situation? Could you look after yourself?
Actually, I'm a very good fighter, but I try to be non-aggressive, not to have fights with people, but to make them trust me. Doing these jobs given me a real opportunity to understand human nature and what makes us all tick as human beings. The job of investigator is to find facts. I'm not here to judge people.
Well, Sarah, thanks for talking to us today.
This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.